So it was a tall order, even when Vice President Joe Biden landed in Israel earlier this week to begin the highest level visit by an official of the Obama administration since the administration began. But things got tense once he was there, and a particularly ill-timed decision by the Israeli government to announce new settlements in East Jerusalem created complications. This morning, the vice president attempted to ease those tensions in a speech in Tel Aviv.
Well, it's always easier to point fingers. It's time for Israelis and Palestinian leaders to acknowledge each other's steps to heed this call, even when more remains to be done, and for the world to do the same thing.
Getting the Israelis and the Palestinians to acknowledge the positive in the stalled peace process is a challenge all by itself. Even finding those positives is maybe an even greater challenge. Heather Sharp joins us now, BBC reporter in Jerusalem. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
And Aaron David Miller, former Middle East negotiator in both Republican and Democratic administrations. He's also a scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., joins us from Washington. Good morning, David Miller.
Good morning.
So, Heather, just first of all, how did the vice president do? Did he address these issues? Is the question of the timing on this settlement matter put to rest, or is it still linger?
Well, I think perhaps there is a message from the Americans that they're, in some sense, satisfied with what the Israelis have been saying this morning. This morning, the office of Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying the prime minister regretted the timing of the decision and that he'd called in the interior minister to essentially give him a dressing down over the timing. And Mr. Biden said he appreciated that. And he also said he was reassured that construction on these very, very controversial homes in East Jerusalem was not going to start possibly for quite a few years. So his words were conciliatory towards Israel. But at the same time, the actual sense of what's going to happen with the indirect talks that Mr. Biden came to launch is very, very much in question.
In fact, it's off in the fringes at this point. Heather Sharp, a BBC reporter. Aaron David Miller. Heather was speaking to us earlier this week and gave in her analysis a sense that as time has gone on in the administration, the significant challenges that existed when Barack Obama was inaugurated have been compounded by a real sense of growing bad faith between Palestinian negotiators and the Netanyahu administration there in Jerusalem. Would you agree with that?
Well, the situation isn't getting any better, put it that way. But the reality is Israeli settlement activity in East Jerusalem are not the fundamental obstacles that now separate Israelis and Palestinians on the core issues, which after all is supposedly the focus of the entire exercise, getting an Israeli-Palestinian agreement. Those basic issues, the parties really are separated on all of those issues by very large gaps. And until Israelis and Palestinians are willing and able to pay the price that is required to negotiate an agreement, we're simply not going to have one. So I think the vice president he's not a Middle East envoy. He didn't come to negotiate. Paradoxically, I think he came to provide a certain measure of coordination and reassurance to the Israelis on Iran, got caught up in the inevitable tick-tock of the Arab-Israeli conflict.
So, Aaron David Miller, and then to you, Heather Sharp, BBC reporter in Jerusalem, what would we call this visit? Biden biding time, Aaron David Miller?
You know, I think the vice president, he's a very smart guy, was reminded this week of the painful obvious, the painfully very obvious that, you know, in life, sometimes no good deed goes unpunished. And basically, that's going to be the message of any Obama administration effort to mediate a conflict between two leaders, Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, who are not masters of their politics, but prisoners of their constituencies. And until you have the kind of leadership, again, willing and able to pay the price, there are going to be a lot more Biden-like visits.
As we've seen many times in the past, Heather Sharp, a BBC reporter, that a period like this of sort of lateral non-movement in the peace process can be accompanied by real serious demoralization on the street, both in terms of the Arab world, the Palestinian world, and among Israelis. How are people feeling at the conclusion of this visit?
Well, I think there was a sense of that in the way that Biden chose to address the people today in Tel Aviv, the students. He said, only a friend can deliver the harsh truth. This is no way to live. The status quo is unsustainable. And I think on the street, there was never any great expectation from this visit. I think the bad faith has in a sense, percolated down to the people on the street. The Palestinians are increasingly frustrated when they continue to see building going on, even though there's supposed to be a freeze in the West Bank. They see the building going on in East Jerusalem. They see new things being announced. Deep frustration. There's been frustration over the announcement of the Israelis recently that they were going to put two controversial sites in the West Bank on the Israeli heritage list. And we have seen a bit of a stepping up in protest, in stone throwing. Hmm. And I think on the Israeli side, there's a constant sense of, well, what are the Palestinian leaders playing at? Do they or don't they want to negotiate with us? You know, where do we go from here?
Indeed. Heather Sharp, BBC reporter, reporting from Jerusalem. Finally, Aaron David Miller, former Middle East negotiator for both Republican and Democratic administrations. The Bush 2 administration was criticized for putting the Arab-Israeli peace process on the fringe tacitly for whatever reason. Has the Obama administration kind of done that at this point?
You know, governing is about choosing. You've got an overextended, overstretched president who's shepherding through his premier signature issue, health care, presiding over a jobless recovery and two ongoing costly and very unpopular wars. So, yeah, the Arab-Israeli conflict is important, but it's certainly not the most critical issue for the Obama administration.
All right, Aaron David Miller, working on a new book, Can America Have Another Great President? Talking to us from his home in Washington, D.C. about Vice President Joe Biden's speech in Tel Aviv at the conclusion of his Middle East visit.